This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With the coronavirus cases already topping 5,800, President Trump is asking Congress to help Americans weather the crisis. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Some senators say the economic aid package could reach $1 trillion, including direct checks to residents.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin's been negotiating the package with congressional leaders for the president.
We want to get it done and have a big infusion.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn until one passes. It would be the most far-reaching economic rescue package since the Great Recession, with all sides agreeing more aid is needed to handle what's coming. But some Republicans say they're leery of the massive number. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden swept to a convincing win over Senator Bernie Sanders in Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Biden thanked voters and election workers.
Americans in three states went to the polls today. I want to thank all the public officials and the poll workers who worked closely with the public health authorities to ensure safe opportunities for voting, to clean and disinfect voting booths, and to make sure the voters could cast their ballots while maintaining the distance from one another that was safe.
The victories placed Biden well ahead of Sanders in the race to clinch the party's nomination. The governor of the state of Ohio postponed Tuesday's primary because of the coronavirus outbreak. Ohio is now set to vote in June. And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the Pentagon will provide millions of respirator masks and ventilators to federal health authorities to help in response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Department of Defense will make available up to 5 million N95 respirator masks and other personal protective equipment from our own strategic reserves to the Department of Health and Human Services for distribution. The first 1 million masks will be made available immediately.
Esper said the ventilators are designed for use by troops and the military and will need to train civilians on just how to use them. There are new limits on being placed on key items here in the U.S. as America navigates the spreading of the coronavirus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Major retailers are trying to keep up with the demand for key supplies during the virus shutdown. Kroger says it's limiting certain items. Cold and flu medicine, soap, cleaning products, water, and the oh-so-scarce toilet paper. Consumers are finding empty shelves where those essentials used to be, even prompting the president this week to urge shoppers to stop hoarding groceries and supplies. Amazon's making a change, telling some vendors not to bother shipping non-essentials like telephone cases. It's keeping warehouses cleared for toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and other items in high demand, like diapers, canned foods, and disinfecting wipes. Amazon's adding more workers, but warns deliveries will take longer than usual. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A migrant advocacy group is suing the Trump administration to stop three children from deportation to El Salvador, where their family says their lives would be in danger. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The three children are in a U.S. facility. Their mother is in a tent camp in Mexico, while their father lives in Maryland outside Washington, D.C., and says he is willing to bring his children into his home. Lawyers for the Coalition Action Justice Center say the children should be considered unaccompanied minors and deserve an asylum hearing. The lawyers say the children would be in grave danger if deported because their father ran a church in El Salvador where he preached against the violent MS-13 gang. The family fled El Salvador from Mexico. The father and a fourth child entered the U.S. last June and were allowed to stay. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And Volkswagen says it will close most of its European plants for 2 weeks due to the uncertainty about the demands for cars and the supplies of parts amid the virus outbreak. And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.